This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To America Tonight. I know that there are some people that are having football hangovers. Kate Delaney, I'm here to make you feel better. So we do this thing called We Can Count coming up this week. We'll do it on Wednesday into Thursday. Nobody nailed the score of the Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys game. It was edge of your seat. Exciting. Packers won, beating the Cowboys 34-31. 34-31. Aaron Rodgers, phenomenal. Throwing for over 350 yards. The Cowboys equally as phenomenal, digging back after being behind. And it was almost sad that they had to have a loser, right? I guess. I know there's cheeseheads listening and they're like, woohoo, unbelievable. It's an unbelievable season. They just reeled off win after win after win after win. How far does this guy go? Maybe Superman, Aaron Rodgers, wins the Super Bowl. But now they move on to their next challenge. And the next challenge, of course, is going to be interesting. It's going to be the Falcons. It's the Falcons and the Packers in the NFC Championship game. Quickly, I'll just throw the other winners out there for everybody listening that has a little bit of a sports bent. And Falcons beat the Seahawks. The Patriots, of course, won. They beat the Texans 34-16. And the Steelers in another tight game on Sunday night beat the Chiefs 18-16. In Washington, D.C., speaking of tight, it's tighter than a drum. And the reason why is because preparations are on for the inauguration. And that means that they're doing all of what happens in Washington, shutting down streets and getting the tickets ready, preparing for, you know, I mean, the scaffolding's up, the Secret Service is up, they do this training, everything's just in massive high gear because you have all these people descending on Washington, and this has actually been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks, the past weeks. But Thursday and Friday, the road closings in Washington, if you're just going to Washington, oh, have fun. According to the plan, though, somebody said this to me, the only Potomac crossing that's going to be completely closed to cars is the Arlington Memorial Bridge, which is like the main artery, just so you know. So if you live in D.C. and you're listening to America Tonight, oh, I feel you. It's exciting, right? Hopefully you can be part of it and you're not having to deal with getting around it. And speaking of the inauguration, you've got all kinds of aspects like $90 million had to be raised, which is to pay for the incredible cost of putting on the inauguration. So through private companies, et cetera, one of them's Exxon donated some money, AT&T donated some money. And this is usual fare for doing this. Obama, his administration, or, you know, they did it twice around him and then before him, the same thing. So here's another quick, interesting fact. I'm giving you a few Trump facts. Sidebar, silly things in some ways, but Twitter, is he going to use Twitter to communicate? That's a big question. He is. He's going to keep his personal Twitter account. He's not going to use POTUS. He said, you know, he's got 46 people that pay attention to him on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and that kind of stuff. So he said he'd rather let that build up and just keep it at the real Donald Trump because it's working, tweeting. And if he puts a tweet out, that's it. And if he wants to go to someplace else, he'll put it someplace else. But he says the Twitter is just, the usefulness is too big for him. Despite a Quinnipiac University poll that was released that showed 64% of American voters want him to close his Twitter account, he's like, it doesn't make any sense. So you wonder if it will be more restrained. Maybe it will be. It's certainly not going to be. I was in a private meeting today, and here's what privately was said. I mean, duh, come on. But I kind of agree. If this is how some people are hearing what's happening, then I don't know. Why would you close it? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, so how about this? Here's a couple other quick things. BMW, Trump threatened BMW with border tax on cars that were built in Mexico, 35%. So if they want to do that in 2019, he says have at it, but you're going to have to pay the tax because I'm sticking to this. There's been a lot of conversation about Ivanka, his daughter, because her husband, they've moved to Washington, and her husband is going to be involved in what's happening in the White House. Ivanka says she's going to continue working on women's issues, and that's going to be what she does. So while rally-goers, revelers are going to be there clogging D.C. for the inauguration, what people's roles are maybe becoming a little more defined. I don't know if you ever completely, 100% define the roles, but okay, so Ivanka is going to continue to work on whatever is happening women-wise. She said that when he was running. She doesn't have an official role, but she's making an effort to push for policies benefiting women and girls, and she's been seeking advice from female executives and media people, and they're reaching out to congressional staff on child care policies, and she says this is going to be something that she talks about, that she's going to try to work on that. And even though it's not in an official role, not in an official role. All right, so how about this? Here's a couple of other quick hits at the top. This is Martin Luther King Day. And Martin Luther King Day means people are remembering, in many cases, schools obviously are closed, post offices, you know, that kind of thing. And I was looking at some quotes, Martin Luther King quotes, and of course, I Have a Dream is the thing that everybody remembers, his speech and his role in the advancement of civil rights movement was huge, of course, and his whole idea was no matter what, nonviolent, nonviolent, nonviolent. And I was looking at, like I said, quotes, and one of the things, one of the good quotes he said is, "The time is always right to do what is right." Wow, isn't that something to think about? The time is right to always do what is right. And then faith is the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. That's just a brilliant quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And there's just so many of them. Let me give you another one. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. How about the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And so when you think of Martin Luther King, what do you think of Martin Luther? You know, what recollection do you have? And, you know, born in the 20s, late 20s, and assassinated in Memphis in 1968, and that fiery I Have a Dream speech that was so passionate is, you know, one that you can remember over and over again, and actually still being taught, you know, in history classes. So when you say MLK to people, even younger people who are so many generations removed, I think more know about him than, let's say, you would think. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up next, more conversation on what's happening in the world.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As I said, rocking into a couple of things that I say are the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. I mentioned this in the first hour, but there's a lot of conversation about Trump's people removing the press from the White House. He might kick out the press, but Priebus, who's really kind of running the show there, he says that's not necessarily true. Some of that's been exaggerated. It's the amount of press that want to be there to cover the daily briefings and whatnot. It's a room that only accommodates like 50 people, so there's conversation about moving it to a building next door, across the street. We'll see where that heads. It'll make for some interesting headlines, let's say. And it's created the buzz, not just in D.C., but I think in other places. Definitely you want access. But now if you have that much more media, is it just about media or is it about, ugh, we don't want to deal with the media or, you know. It's a war. Let's just say it's a war with the traditional ways of doing things versus what can happen in this new White House. Here's a big headline, and I haven't even mentioned this because, we've been talking about it so much, but Obamacare and what's going to change with Obamacare and what's the replacement going to be like. Donald Trump said in an interview, the president-elect, over the weekend that he's nearing completion of a plan to replace the health care law with the goal of insurance for everybody, vowing to force drug companies to negotiate directly with the government on prices in Medicare and Medicaid. He didn't reveal any specifics, but he did say that this is the idea of the plan, because he's, you know, the Republicans are effectively saying they're going to overhaul the health policy, and he says that's what they're going to do. So there's going to be some questions, I'm sure, about the plan, and there's going to be opposition. We obviously know that. And in addition to his replacement plan for the ACA, He said he's going to target pharmaceutical companies, like I just said, over drug prices. And he says they're politically protected, but not anymore. I got to say, I like that. A couple hundred dollars for an aspirin when you go to the hospital that you can't afford is, you know, ridiculous. And he says the Congress can't get cold feet because the people won't let that happen. He did an interview with the Washington Post. So he said his plan for replacing most aspects of the health care law is almost finished. He won't give any details. He said lower numbers, lower deductibles, and he's going to unveil it with Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. That it's formulated down to the final strokes. They haven't put it in, but they're going to be doing it very soon. Wow. So that right there shows that there's going to be some action. It's going to happen right away. And what is that going to look like? And that, absolutely, if this show does one thing for you, it talks about the tsunami coming out of D.C., and that's going to be the big tsunami. What happens? Where do we go from there? What's that going to look like? How does that affect you? How does it affect me? Of course, that's big, obviously. Huge. Look down at your phone. Do you have a Samsung phone? South Korean prosecutors are looking for a warrant to arrest the head of Samsung for bribery. So check it out. Special prosecutors are trying to arrest the de facto head of Samsung, accusing him of bribery, embezzlement, perjury over his role in corruption and influence peddling that has resulted in the country's president being suspended. And this independent counsel investigating, they say it's parallel with the state prosecutors asking for this warrant for Lee Jae-young, who is the vice chair of Samsung. Boy, Samsung is taking hits everywhere. Three other Samsung officials, we'll call them, were placed under investigation, and warrants haven't been sought for their arrest yet. But the bribery thing, they must have something hardcore to be able to tie them to it. They're saying right now they've got somebody on charges of bribery and coercion and all that. And they're saying that they took money from big businesses and two foundations. And that's part of the thing. The scandal involves Samsung is suspected of agreeing to an $18 million contract with a consulting firm owned by Choi Soon-sil, who is a lifelong friend. So the country's first woman president was suspended from duty in December after they voted to impeach her, and the Constitutional Court is deciding whether to uphold the motion. Crazy. You think we got problems? No, kidding. So Samsung, once again, in the soup in a much, much different way with prosecutors going after the, like I said, de facto head of the company, but they still haven't gotten the warrant, so we'll keep our eye on that for sure. All right, let's talk more. Let's bounce back to what we care about here on this soil. And, of course, we're watching what's happening overseas. But the Trump administration is going to regulate Trump's businesses, and they're talking about conflicts. So airplanes belonging to Donald Trump's businesses are going to be inspected over the next 4 years by employees of the FAA. Some people are complaining about that. There's disputes over Trump's trademark registrations that have to be reviewed by judges that are appointed by his Commerce Secretary. His Department of Housing and Urban Development could reverse its past opposition to a lucrative sale of a large housing complex in New York, partly owned by the president-elect. The EPA will have the power to roll back clean air water rules he and other golf course owners have said are harmful to their industry. So when he takes office on Friday, he, of course, assumes control of the federal bureaucracy with a lot of power, obviously, in that. And what some are complaining about and writing about are, whoa, real estate, licensing, merchandising, his personal fortune. How do you deal with that? Well, here's the thing. If you know anything about Washington, D.C., how many lawyers are there in Washington, D.C.? I mean, there's like a joke that's ready-made for this moment. I see it as there's so many people that are going to be all over this. Very unlikely there's going to have the kind of sway over water golf courses. I don't know. Am I being naive? Of course there's going to be conflicts that are going to be, that are sitting right out there. And could, you know, let's face it, could happen. But especially the more they're out there, the more conversation. And this happens with you know, other presidents, obviously, too, as well. I'm not being the big defender. Obviously, I'll say that word again for the 100th time. Heading into this, you know, there's going to be conflicts. And there's a couple of them ready-made where you're taking over agencies, essentially overseeing them, or your people are, that have an effect on your pocketbook. But there's so many people watching, it seems hard to believe that all of that wouldn't just get, I mean, that's like low-hanging fruit to report XYZ was voted on, this went this way. I mean, that, again, this isn't digging for anything. It would be obvious to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Be obvious to figure out what's going on in certain rulings. It's just right there. All right, how about this? This is just a crazy story I happen to see. Do you remember the Great Smog? But not in the United States, in London. And this was just in the USA Today, and it fascinated me. They had this mystery of what was this killer fog that killed thousands of people. The Great Smog, they called it. It's been in movies about Margaret Thatcher. It blanketed the capital for 5 days in 1952. I just watched The Crown, and they had a thing about that. And some think that 12,000 people were killed. They don't know the exact number. 150,000 hospitalized. Thousands of animals also died. It was during a cold snap that they had sulfur particles mixed with fumes from burning coal, and it was this yellow fog that smelled like eggs. So Londoners couldn't see their feet. Transportation was canceled. Birds flew into buildings. Robberies increased. You know, all this kind of stuff happened. And it led in that country to the Clean Air Act of 1956. So now a team of scientists believe that they've solved the mystery of the fog through lab experiments and measuring the atmosphere in China, because they've got some of the most polluted air, period. And they say that it was the study said it's the conditions, that it starts in this haze, and then these small nanoparticles happen, and the sulfate formation process only happens with ammonia, is only possible with ammonia to neutralize the particles. So it's how sulfur dioxide was turned into sulfuric acid, and they're showing this process. Crazy. Boy, and you read about that? Read about it if you don't know about it. It's nutty what happened in London. All right, so I digress. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Fabulous interview coming up next here on America Tonight.
Stood on the roof, stood so down. Get a better look at the better job. Big sharp pistol, ammo too. Nothing but books about the world.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Tonight, she's in our virtual green room. It's another one of our continuing segments on It's Your Business. She's written a book called Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. Whew, that sounds good to me. Meredith Elliott Powell joins us. Hey, Meredith, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. This virtual green room is rocking.
That's right. We were going to put some Red Bull in it for you, but I think you don't need any.
that's probably true.
So I love the title. It intrigues me. Own It, Redefining Responsibility. Why do we need to redefine responsibility in companies?
Such a great question. You know, when I decided to write the book and I went to my publisher, he said, you cannot put responsibility in a title. Nobody wants to be responsible. Nobody will read it. And I said, well, that's exactly my point. It's why we need to redefine it. And in my opinion, we see responsibility. I say the word and you can feel the energy suck out of the room. We see it as like a burden, something that is being done to us. The purpose of my book was to redefine it because it is your power. It is your path to freedom. It's where once you take responsibility, the path and the choice is yours to do anything you want in your life.
Yeah, boy, and that is so true, whether it's personal or professional. But when you talk about responsibility in a work environment, when you say redefining it, does it also mean clearly having better roles for people or understanding their strengths? You know, that's a big deal now. What is somebody strong at on the team, and how do we define leadership and all of these terms that fly around the room like we're in Poltergeist and it's the furniture that's flying around and they're just words. So how do we make those words make sense when you're in a company and you're trying to do that? You're trying to figure out the right roles.
Well, you know, in today's world, whether it be personal or professional, let's just talk about in a professional environment. You know, somewhere along the line, we made a shift where we all feel very out of control, and we're waiting for a leader to coach us, or somebody to give us a job, or somebody to promote us, or somebody to mentor us. And in redefining it, it's really about saying, what do I want to be? What are the skills that I need to get there? And how can I take responsibility to make sure that I learn and grow and invest in my company so my company is willing to turn around and invest in me?
Yeah, well said. I read the book. I love the book. And one of the things that you talk about that's pretty powerful is you talk about the workforce in general and why it's important to be engaged. You know, you look at a workforce and it's fully engaged. If you have a fully engaged workforce, it's the greatest competitive advantage you have left. That's pretty powerful. Why is it the greatest competitive advantage?
You know, I would go so far as to say that it's pretty much the only one. I wrote a book called Winning in the Trust and Value Economy, all about the shifts in this economy and the fact that the world changed after 2008, that date that's burned in our memory. And basically, you know, right now, the very fact that I am in a virtual green room talks about the changes in this economy. We can be anywhere, sitting at home, in our underwear, Googling until our heart is content, and have everything we need, anything we want to buy. We can buy it anywhere in this world, anytime we want to. So this is an economy where what you sell has become a commodity, but how you sell it is your competitive advantage. Now, if you own a business, how you sell it would be so easy if you were the one who interacted all the time with your customers. But more often than not, it's your employees. So you are dependent for your success and your growth in creating an amazing customer experience, which begins with the relationship that you have with your employees, how engaged they are. And when you look at employee engagement, I mean, it impacts the bottom line. It impacts the customer experience. It impacts cash flow. It impacts productivity, efficiency. I could go on and on. If I had to tell business owners to focus on one thing, as they look at improving, if they had to pour their resources into one thing, I would say get the greatest workforce you can get, and you will succeed in business today.
Yeah, and piggybacking on what you just said, one of the pretty provocative things that you go on to talk about in your book is, and it plays right off of that, is you think the workforce and having it fully engaged and ready to roll is so important that you say it's more important than the relationship you have with your customers. Wow. Is that because the customers will come and they'll be satisfied if the workforce is?
Completely. You know, I say that this is an economy where the relationship that you build with your employees is more important than the relationship that you build with your customers. And yeah, that is provocative because it makes most people go, what did she say? Because all we hear about is customer experience, makes customer happy, makes customer happy. But the customer's experience is dependent upon how much your employees care. I mean, we've all had those stories where we walked in someplace, they've paid bukus for advertising, we're walking in there to buy whatever we want to buy, and the employee ruins the experience for us. They're either complaining about their job, they don't have the knowledge, they're not interested or whatever. That in an economy where consumers have a choice, I say that customers are almost looking for a reason not to do business with you. And a bad interaction, not even bad, I don't even have to go that far, a lukewarm interaction with one of your employees just turns people off. You know, the other thing that's crazy is I feel like we have become so void of really great employees. I mean, think of this in your own mind. Like, you go to the grocery store and you get some high school kid who's into it, and he asks you how your day is, if you found everything in the grocery store. You're so blown away by that because we don't experience it anymore. You walk around town and tell everybody. So not only do you want to engage your workforce to have a great customer experience, but if you do it, you're going to stand out from your competition because it's so hard to come by in today's world.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. I love your grocery store example because I just had that happen to me, and I was so blown away that I told everyone, go there. And he was very sincere. He kept saying, how was your day? What have you done? He asked me the question, what have you done today that was fun? I was like, what? What have I done today that was fun? Are you kidding me? And he was so sincere, and I thought, wow. Even if somebody told him to do it, it certainly didn't seem that way, and it was powerful. Absolutely. It's funny that you say that. So you have a lot of statistics and real-world examples in the book to prove what you're saying, you know, to just add to that and to put more layers on it, I'll say. One of the statistics is this Gallup, and I saw this maybe a month or two ago as well, where according to Gallup, 7 out of 10 workers report that they're checked out. They're checked out. 7 out of 10. That's crazy, Meredith. Is that really true?
You know, it's not only true. I talk about this in the book. I say the book's written in three sections. The first section is the nerd section that has all the stats and all the statistics. The second section is written for the leader on how to build the right culture in today's workforce. And the last section is written for the employee saying, what are you doing waiting for somebody else to engage you? It's your life. It's your career. But in the first section, not only are 7 out of 10 workers disengaged. I mean, I think it's mind-blowing that they're willing to fill out a survey that says, I don't care. I'm not interested. But Gallup went on to report that if we don't start doing something different, that if we as leaders don't begin to understand how the economy's changed, how customers have changed, and employees have changed, that statistic's going to rise in the next couple of years to 84%.
Wow.
That means that 84% of the people who you pay to come to work for you are checked out, disengaged. And I think most business owners would agree that your, you know, staff is your most expensive output, you know? And what your employees are saying, listen hard, is what we're doing as leaders is not working. We need to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the coolest thing that you found out in writing this book?
You know, wow, that's such a great question. I think the coolest thing that I found out was one I discovered on my own when I really got down there and really started doing the research was the fact that everybody talks about what's wrong with this younger generation. There's just no work ethic. There's no loyalty. There's no anything. And that is not true. So that was a cool thing to really find out. But what I discovered from that was, you know, I grew up in a world where if you went to work, you basically believe that if you worked hard, that company would still be there 30 years from now. You would probably get retirement and a pension and those types of things. And if you didn't work there anymore, it would be your job. It would be your choice to go someplace else. But the coolest thing I think that I found out was the fact that today's workers are less loyal because there's nothing to be loyal to. Pensions are off the table, retirement accounts, mergers and acquisitions can happen at any moment. And I don't care how long your company's been there, no employee believes that 100% guaranteed their job will be there. So as leaders, we need to recognize that with the staples and the traditional things off the table, no wonder employees lack loyalty. And with those things off the table, if we want to create it, we've got to put something else in its place. And that's what I wrote about in the book.
Yep, I absolutely love it. And I would be remiss not to ask you this because I do know there's another layer to you. You have this serious side of researching and finding out all this wonderful information in Own It, Redefining Responsibility. But I found out your wow is that you're a big hiker and you've actually hiked in 14 countries. And how many miles do you think you've hiked in your lifetime?
I have hiked thousands, probably close to 10,000. I don't know. I've hiked, and I'm right now I'm working on my 100 in the national parks to celebrate the national parks 100th anniversary this year.
Wow, perfect way to end this. I would love to go on a hike with you. Could we go like just a couple miles?
Oh, we'll definitely go just a couple miles. Yeah, and I'll put you on my back for the last 10.
Thank you, Meredith Elliott-Powell. Pick up her book, Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. They can get it on Amazon, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can get it on Amazon.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you.
To all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Loftus joins us. He is so funny, and he's hard at work on Kevin James' new series that's coming out, and it's getting a lot of publicity now. I just saw a blurb a couple of weeks ago in USA Today about that. So, Michael, first of all, welcome, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about that, because when we last left you, you pulled up stakes and left the West Coast to go to New York. What's it been like working on this series with Kevin?
It's been pretty awesome. I tell you what, I'm living in Long Island now, which is like the most patriotic community I have ever seen in my life. It's crazy. It's the best. It's like old school Americana. So I'm really digging it. And then I'm going to be moving my show, The Flip Side, to the East Coast as well. So that's been a boatload of fun. It's weird. Like every season on The Flip Side, season one was Dallas, season two was L.A., and now season three is New York, so maybe I'll do Paris or London next year.
Nice. Good for you. That's exciting. So while all that's going on, I know you pay attention to what happens in the comedy world in general with comics and with late night guys slash comedians. And Larry Wilmore, we talked about him and of course, the big correspondence dinner that he did. And now Larry Wilmore is signing off at Comedy Central, not by choice. Comedy Central is dropping him. Are you surprised by that or no?
Not really. I mean, I've always thought, like, half the country is Republican, half the country is Democrat, pretty much. Those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's just a rough guess. There's, like, 7 full-time comedy shows that make fun of the right. Not all of them can succeed. I mean, God bless Larry Wilmore. I hear he's a very nice and a very funny guy. But at some point, you can't have 7 shows on the air that all do the same thing. Like, oh, I'm going to tune in and get my laughs about the stupid Republicans from Samantha Bee and The Daily Show and John Oliver and Bill Maher and Larry Wilmore. And it just, like, the list can't just go on forever. So he had to go bye-bye.
And, you know, some people are talking about Wilmore and saying it. And I think what you say is dead on, that there's a saturation point, and so only a few are going to rise to the top, and the rest maybe make it in the middle, and the others would eventually get dumped off. But what's been going on is some of this backlash saying that, oh, it's because of, you know, it's the whole he's black and what he had to say at...
Of course.
You know, at the dinner, and it was just terrible. But that's not really it, is it?
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get wrapped up in a giant big bow of it was too brave. America wasn't ready for a show that was just ready to look and talk about race issues and political. Like, he was ahead of his time. That's what'll be the thing. Now, and this is a horrible thing to say, had that been a white guy on there, it would have been outrageous. Like, finally, the show gets canceled. He leaves in disgrace. I mean, there's just such a double standard. It's beyond ridiculous. But I want to celebrate brave Larry Wilmore and his super brave show. And he'll be back. He actually is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, the truth here. Like, that dude has a stellar reputation as a phenomenal writer and comedian. So Larry Wilmore will be back.
And isn't that the whole thing about comedy? Comedians have friends, and friends help friends. And if you're a good guy, good chick, you know, good pal, and you do what you can do, you can find gigs.
Absolutely, yeah. Be funny. Be funny first, and it's amazing. If you're a good human being, you're always going to have friends. If you're a bad human being, you're not supposed to have, unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you can just buy them.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, there's that dig. be funny first. I love that. Be funny first. I mean, that's kind of a good question. I've had people say to me, I've dabbled a little bit in stand-up very weakly, but occasionally I'm funny, Michael. But here's the thing. People always say, well, how'd you get funny? How do you get funny? Do you think it's something like for you? Is it something you're born with? You have a natural affinity for making people laugh, or no? Can you grow it?
Well, I think there's both sides. Like me, I'm Irish Catholic family, youngest of 5 kids. Mine, literally, I've thought about it, and mine is just a desperate cry for attention. It really is. Look at me. But other people, like some people, are genetically born with they have that gift of timing, and other people, it can be learned. Everybody is funny. Everybody is funny. It's just how often they're funny is the big difference.
I love that. Everybody is funny. Oh, by the way, we share that. I'm from an Irish Catholic family, too, and I think you're right. I mean, here's the question. When you're a kid and you have to do the whole confession thing, did you say the same thing over and over again? I broke my mother's plate.
Yeah, I had my standard go-to one. The worst is when it's, like, for real, and you haven't been in a long time. Like, you haven't been in a super long time, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I got a bunch here. I'm so glad this is anonymous.
But here's the key thing. Do you remember the prayers? Okay, like, I was just praying. Just say Hail Marys, because I got that memorized.
Yeah.
Forget the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the number. But it's really weird how it is, like, cathartic. Like, it works. I would recommend you feel so much better, whether it's real, whether it's fake. I totally believe in the power of confession. I don't you feel so much better when you leave. You're like, woo.
Yeah, there is something about that. The unburdening, right?
Yeah, that guy knows. I'm still walking around on planet Earth. I've been struck by lightning. I guess it's all gonna work out.
Exactly. I think there's a bit in this. So maybe we've written a bit.
I'm writing it as we speak.
I love it. I know you're busy. You're shooting and you're working on the Kevin James deal, and we can't wait to see that. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, we're on CBS this fall. It's going to be super funny. I'm very, very happy with the way this show's going.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Go Tribe.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a funny guy Michael is, you know, talking about. He is definitely one of the busier performers, writers in the comedy world. And he mentioned it. He's the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and The Loftus Party on radio, too. And he just has that timing. I love what he just spread for all of you to hear. Be funny first. And everybody is funny. It's just a matter of, you know, how often you're funny. I don't know. Have you met people, if you're listening to me, have you met people that just are not funny? You've never seen anything out of them that's remotely funny? Or maybe there's something funny there, but you just haven't seen it. So if you don't know The Flip Side, and this is how we found Michael, what the Flip Side is about, it's kind of like what I say on ATM. It's the other side of the news. So mixing in what's happening, the kind of that topical humor, obviously. He's got that stand-up in him and really kind of mixes it up. And his background is stand-up comedy. He's a veteran stand-up comedian, but he's also worked in TV for a lot of years. That's why he got this thing with Kevin James, as he said, it's coming up in the fall on CBS, but he worked with Charlie Sheen. There's a punchline every minute, right? But he said Charlie Sheen, and just in general, his family was incredible. If you ever watched Anger Management, if you ever watched that show, a lot of that came from the head of Michael Loftus and the rest of the comedy team that was there, of course, because it wasn't just him alone. No man is an island, or no man is funny unto himself, right? Writing all those lines. And then he also worked on George Lopez's show, too, for ABC. And the George Lopez show, boy, there was some really funny moments that I can remember in George's show. And of course, as I said, you know, the true test or testament to Michael is where he started, got his chops, and it was doing that stand-up comedy on Comedy Central. He's had, you know, full hour specials on Comedy Central. And also on True TV's The Smoking Gun Presents. And there's some really funny stuff there, because I know when we've had him on before, a lot of you have asked me, oh, how do I find Michael? Where do I find him? And his website's pretty easy, theloftusparty.com. And that's L-O-F-T-U-S, loftusparty.com. You can find his stuff there. And, of course, he is very, very tweetable. And his handle is his Twitter handle, kind of like in the old days when they had truckers. What's your handle? At Michael Loftus Comic. At Michael Loftus Comic. All right, hang with us. Speaking of The Flip Side, I'll meet you there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.